This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters faces new allegations that she violated her bond by contacting the Elections Department in Mesa County. A restraining order bars her from doing so. Peters faces 10 charges for allegedly tampering with election equipment and for misconduct in an unsubstantiated effort to uncover fraud in the 2020 presidential election. Peters was almost arrested last week for violating her bond by traveling out of state, but that arrest warrant was canceled. A Colorado Army veteran has pleaded guilty over his role in the January 6th riot. Charges against Logan Grover will be reduced to one misdemeanor count. That could still mean 6 months in prison and a fine of up to $5,000. Grover is from Erie, Colorado. He'll be sentenced in December. More people in El Paso County are experiencing chronic homelessness, but new shelter options have helped unhoused people find places to spend the night. KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports.
An official annual estimate finds just under 400 people in El Paso County are chronically homeless, the highest number ever recorded in the county. They make up more than a quarter of the 1,443 people in total experiencing homelessness here. But the survey also found the lowest number of people counted as unsheltered since 2015, meaning they did not have a safe or stable place to spend the night. Evan Castor is with the Community Health Partnership.
That was a big benefit, that we were really seeing homeless individuals, youth, and families taking advantage of the safe shelter options in our community.
The snapshot of homelessness in the county helps organizations apply for federal money to fund services. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
Climate change is affecting summer camps around the country. One Colorado camp may be adapting faster than others because its campers are so vulnerable.
I do think there is great value in lessons that our traditional summer camps can learn from medical camps.
A camp for kids with serious illness is adapting to a hotter planet, and that is later this morning. And it's getting hotter across Colorado today and tomorrow, 99 in Denver this afternoon. This is CPR News.